Hallelujah, oh my soul will sing. Hallelujah, oh my soul will sing. Hallelujah, oh my soul will sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You reign forever. Reign for
forever.
Oh my soul. Reign
forever.
Oh
my soul will sing.
Hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah. Oh my soul will sing.
Brought me over.
One more time.
You brought me over.
You doing? Glory to God. I believe that everything is going on all right with you. All right, so welcome to our Friday edition of the Daily Faith Boost. I believe, guys, that hey, this week's series has been quite wonderful. Okay, so how did you find yesterday's episode? I believe it was good. And then we're jumping further in today. We would never be the same again. All right, so it's just so exciting. We are learning God's word in a very in just a spectacular way. Praise God. All right, so Psalm 23, all right, the CEV, okay, the Contemporary English Version of the 23rd Psalm. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, all right, and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me. Your shepherd's rod make me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. And you honor me as your guest and fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life. And I will live forever in your house. Lord, amen, right? Beautiful. Praise God. So CEV and our verse 6 says, your kindness and love will always be with me. Of course, our King James, surely. Surely, and that's what's leading us to what we're dealing with this week. Surely, certain things are sure. So how sure is what sure? So what's sure to you, and how sure is it? So we'll skip quickly to the 91st Psalm. Super, so beautiful. So did you read the 91st Psalm? Or I asked you to. So did you? Did you check the Amplified Bible? I encourage that you should. All right, so just in case you didn't. Yeah, it's all right. Here we are, but it will be nice you do, okay? Like I said yesterday, so it won't be like, you know, you sat in church, you heard a great teaching, came out of church and, you know, hung out with a few friends, you know, said hi here and there, and then go home and like, half of what pastor said, I really can't recall. Yeah, I know you might have taken down notes and all of that, but sometimes, you know, just sit back and quickly think through something, okay? Now, some people, you know, church ends and some people sit down for a few seconds before they get up, you know, and some see somebody else do it, you know. And then, okay, people sit down after church, right? Then they bend their heads and then they stand up and then they go, let me do the same thing. What are they doing? I don't know, but let me do it so I look like I'm spiritual. No, don't do that, all right? Don't do that. Ask one of them, okay, so why'd you do that? Person could say, well, I just want to thank God, you know, for the things I learned before I jump out, you know. Now, doesn't mean those who don't, because ideally there's a general close of service, prayer, thanking God and all that we all do. So I've done both, all right? I've had times just feel this quietness about it, you know, just thank him again or chew on, you know, say something again and then five step up. But more often than not, hey, but I'm saying before you copy, find out, okay, because there's something good about a number of things, you know, just find out about it, all right? So, but please, 91st Psalm, okay, would you do that this weekend? I mean, good news about Friday for us here is that we take a break from Friday till Monday. So you have Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, you catch up with chores and work and, you know, family, friends and all. But then you could catch up a lot on your Bible reading and prayers and all that, all right? So that by Monday, we swing into something new, maybe sometimes a continuation. But you don't just come like, okay, so where were we? You know, so, all right, so Psalm 91, Amplified, all right, classic. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, we said El Elyon, okay, shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty El Shaddai, all right, whose power no foe can withstand. Please remember that his power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I rely, on him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. I'd like to take verse 2 again. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will, please understand, then, and I believe there's a need for you to see it. The psalmist, all right, here acknowledges God, talks about who God is to him, and Bible says, verse 3, for then, there's a revelation that precedes the deliverance. Now, the mercy of God, and we all have been partakers of that mercy. The mercy of God is available to every one of us, okay? For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalk in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only, I love verse 8, only a spectator. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Only a spectator shall you be. Please understand this. Only a spectator shall you be. Yourself inaccessible in the secret place of a Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. Only a spectator shall you be. Things happening to the left and right. You see it happen. You almost feel, oh, but it's going to happen to me too. No, Bible says you is, you know, only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible. Okay? Inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil before you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels a special charge. Listen again to verse 11. All right. But verse 10, really important again in this season. All right. Just in case there's still some iota of fear somewhere about you. It says, there shall no evil before you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Your tent there, we said yesterday, your house, your office, your car, your body is your tent. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, all right? So, I mean, we could basically just say, in the name of Jesus, I declare Psalm 91, and I say that no evil, all right, and no plague comes near my tent. My body is my earthly tabernacle, my tent. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So, body, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you are the temple of God. You glorify God. So, in the name of Jesus, from the top of you, body, my head. All right, to the soles of my feet, I call myself healed. I call myself blessed. I call myself healed. I call myself blessed. I call myself well. I declare whatever trace of death, whatever angle of death might want to find expression in me, I refuse you. All right, I stop you. I stop that flow, that operation of death. All right, that expression. All right, that maybe fever, whatever you are, that expression you want to have in me. You consistent backache, you consistent headache, you know, consistent palpitations. I come against you. I call you stopped. I call you ended in the name of Jesus. I call you stopped. I call you ended in Jesus' name. I call you stopped. This is my body. This is my house. I have it right here. So I speak to you, mountain. I call you gone. I speak to my central nervous system. I call my body healed. I declare in the name of Jesus that no evil, all right, no health evil will befall me. No evil will befall me. No plague or calamity will come near my tent, my body, all right, my liver. I speak to my liver. I speak to my kidney. I speak to my intestines. I speak to every part of me, every cell, every tissue in my body. I declare in the name of Jesus, no calamity comes near my tent. None. And I speak to my body, my tent. No calamity happens inside of you. In the name of Jesus. You get that? All right. So this is us fighting our fight. And we fight our fight. We maintain our ground in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So verse 11 says, for he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. This is so beautiful in the Amplified. All right. Now you and I have got to understand that God, all right, in Hebrews chapter 1 and the 14th verse, Bible says, are not his angels ministering spirits sent forth, all right, to minister to those who shall be heirs of such. So the angels have been sent forth to watch over us, okay? They've been sent forth to watch over us. But they are empowered. Now, you remember the case where certain children came across, you know, came, ran into where Jesus was, and then disciples tried sending them off, and they say, hey, leave them alone, okay? That even their angels are beholding my Father's face in heaven. And that gives us a picture of, okay, even children have angels. Okay, so I don't know at what point, if at all, okay, these angels, you know, are lost, because I don't think so, okay? Now, sometimes one that's so good, an unbeliever have angels, that also might be how some of us got born again. Now, some might not have yielded, right, because they refuse to get saved, but, you know, there might still be some level, all right, of angelic operations all around them. While yet again, they might yield to demon spirits because they are still not born again. Okay? Angels are all over the earth orchestrating the work of God. Right? You pray for someone, you intercede for someone that is lost. The angels obviously will try to get a track to the person, make him turn on the TV at some point, get him to a church club. You understand? So I believe there's a lot of angelic activity going on, even around the unsaved people. So they come up with, hey, I escaped an accident. Angels are working. Many of us saw the miracles of God before we got born again. Protection, deliverance, or not? Yes, you know that's the answer. So angels are working, all right? And it's all to bring us to salvation, and then to bring even those of us who are now born again, all right, leading us and keeping us to enjoy the fullness of the salvation that we have received in Christ Jesus. Amen? So he gives his angels a special charge over you, all right, to accompany, all right? So you're never alone. They accompany, they defend, they preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. So we could stop at all your ways of obedience and service. I mean, Jesus now knew, hey, I can't just throw myself down and say, hey, catch me. That's not obedience. That's not service. That's me tempting God. All right, in Luke chapter 4, verse 10, all right, where the devil quoted this to Jesus there, you know, in Luke 4. Hey, no, that's me tempting God, and that is wrong. You're not supposed to do that. All right, you will tread upon the lion and the adder. Okay? Okay, I skipped. First off, they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against them, right? So you shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and serpent will trample underfoot. This is authority, dominion, right? Luke 10, 19, Jesus said, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. So this is showing authority, right? 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known, all right? My name, King James says, but Amplified says, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal revelation of my mercy, love, and kind. So guys, this is part of what we do in Bible study. This is part of what we do. You can't just know God for I want to get a lot from God's sake. All right? You know him as a father. You know him, all right? We don't just ask for his hand. We want to know his heart. You understand that? All right. Set his love upon, all right. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, my love, my kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He will call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll build him in time of trouble. I will deliver him, right, and honor him with long life, less satisfying, and show him my salvation. So God's deliverance is carried out a lot through angelic ministration. Do you understand that? God's deliverance is carried out a lot through angelic ministration. Allow me read quickly. How fast can we be? All right. Allow me read Daniel. I mean, you remember when Daniel was already thrown into the lion's den? I like the conversation that happened here from verse 19 of Daniel 6. Then the king arose very early in the morning. I mean, the king couldn't sleep. You know the story. I just want to read it. All right. And went in haste unto the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and says, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. And this is, you know, Psalm 19 is talking about the protection of angels, said, in your ways of obedience and service. We see a lot of that happen here. Right? These guys are not just trying to be careless. I'm righteous of God, and which they didn't even really understand. But they saw deliverance because they stuck to God's word. They stuck, all right, to the will of God, all right? O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God, I love verse 22. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouth of the lions that they and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, all right, my innocence was found in me, all right, and also before you, O king, I have done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the lion's den. So Daniel was taken up out of the lion's den. Watch this. And no manner of hurt was found on him because he believed in his God. All right. Please understand the concept. All right. And the context much more of the 91st Psalm. Understand the place of your assignment. Walk in the will of God. Walk in obedience to God's will. Walk by faith. Get that. All right. Outside that, his mercy still prevails. You need to know his mercy works. But as best as you can, and you should, stay in that operative understanding of, you know, God's ability for you. We see a similar story with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. All right. And then the king said, listen, I'm going to give you guys one more opportunity. You will hear the sound of the instrument. Hey, bow down. And then from the 16th verse, all right, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O king, Nebuchadnezzar, I didn't even say king, actually. O Nebuchadnezzar, I'm reading King James. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that he should hit the furnace, you know, 17 times more, all right, than he was supposed to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men, all right, that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound, all right, in their coats, all right, their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. 22 says, therefore, because of the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot. Watch this. Furnace was exceedingly hot. The flame of the fire slew those men that took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, while these guys are binding them, some guys are heating up the fire, and king says, hurry up, everybody, and then they're rushing, carrying these guys to throw them into the fire. These other guys were heating up. I mean, commandment was quick. The fire burnt the people that were carrying these three guys into the fire. Awesome. All right. 23 says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and arose up, all right, in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Then answered unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, all right, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God. And it's just so beautiful that when we take a stand for God, all right, we stand for the word, we stand for healing, we stand for all of that, eventually people see the power of God. They would have doubted us before, and then they see, but when we don't take the stand like we should, now this is not you trying to impress God, all right, or trying to impress people, no. Take a sincere stand, and you cannot effectively take this stand if you don't feed on God's word. Please, don't just try to act on someone's faith or act on someone's testimony. Go to the word, all right, and feed on it. All right? And then he said, he came near, Psalms of the Most High God, all right, come forth, come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, and captains, and the kings, as of being gathered together, saw this man upon whose bodies the fire had no power. This is scripture, guys. The fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head signed, all right? Neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. You know, when you hang around fire, even when you spend time burning some bush, all right? You know, you smell the thing. You get back smelling like the thing. These guys were in the fire, didn't smell like anything, you know? Glory to God. I mean, they didn't smell like where they were coming from, you know, right? And this is not us now saying, you don't know what I've been through. You know what I've been. We've been through. We don't mind what we've been through. All right? And it's not, if only you know what I've been through, hey, you pity me. No. We jumped into the fire, but we come out victorious. Glory to God. Glory to God. Put your foot down. Face the victory. Amen. But now, sometimes you hear all this and say, well, that's Old Testament. All right? What about New Testament? Hey, don't forget, in Acts, we see the operation of angels. Remember, the popular Acts, and it was an angel that appeared to Cornelius, okay? In Acts 8, an angel also appeared to Philip. But let me just show you at least one case of deliverance, or maybe two. I think I'll quickly just do two, all right? In Acts 27, all right, the 21st verse. Remember, Paul was on a boat going to Rome, and then they were about to experience a shipwreck. And people are anointing for a while. So 21 says, Acts 27, 21. But after much long abstinence, all right, from food, Paul stood in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have listened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, all right, to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, except for the sheep. 23, Paul now says, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. All right, so once again, Samuel says, all right, the angel will guard you, all right, in that place of purpose, in that place of assignment, you know, that place of, he'll guide you, all right? So endeavor to be in that track of purpose. What if I'm in error? Even if you go through the valley of shadow of death, he will guide you. Now we'll look at that, you know, better, so that we'll pick multiple contexts, because sometimes God could lead you. God, for instance, in Acts 16, led Paul, and eventually he went into trouble. God led him. It wasn't that he veered off into trouble. Now, God didn't lead him into trouble. He met with trouble where God led him. But God still didn't leave him. And that's why he knew. So in praying and praising in Acts 16, the prison doors blew open. Do you understand this? So that you don't just feel, you know, because I remember from last year, I gave us, that light on the fact that, well, even if you walk into, but sometimes God could lead you and it's not looking smooth. Things look, I remember when I came to Jebude a number of years ago, and it looked like, things won't work. After I battled those thoughts first in Lagos for coming in, and then I go here and like, how do I take a first step? What do I do? What do I do? How do I move? All right? And then the light came. But those thoughts will come. And then there were days of, food, none, you know, all of that. But once again, there's always victory. Focus on the victory, okay? For there stood by me this night the angel and the angel of God, whose I am and who whom I serve, saying to me, fear not, Paul, for you must be brought, all right, before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all these men that sail with you, all right. Paul now says, and wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it will be even as was spoken unto me. So we see deliverance here, all right. This is God sending an angel to rescue Paul. This is God. And that happens again and again. So you and I must be mindful of angelic operations. You and I must be mindful of angelic ministrations. We see also in the book of Acts, chapter 12, right, after James had been killed, and then Herod stretched forth his hand also now to kill Peter, and was happy, planning, right, to just slaughter Peter. You know, I'll quickly pick it from the third verse, all right, of Acts chapter 12, Acts 12 from verse 3. And when he saw that it was pleasing to the Jews, he preserved forth and arrested Peter also. This was during the days of unleavened bread, all right, the Passover week. And when he had seized Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers. Not four soldiers, four squads of soldiers, all right, each to guard him. All right, proposing after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but fervent prayer for him was persistently made to God by the church. And that's, this shows the power of prayer. In the place of prayer, angelic operations are released. Guys, spend time talking God's word. Spend time speaking in tongues this weekend. Please, create time today, tomorrow. Just release angelic power into your home, your business. Just pray in tongues. Wherever you're driving at work, just talk in tongues. You're releasing angels, all right, to do God's word, which is in, which includes deliverance, all right, preservation and protection, you know, where you and your own folks are concerned. All right, so Bible says that prayer, right, fervent prayer for him was persistently made to God by the church, all right. The very night before Herod was, you know, the very night before Herod was about to bring him forth, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, fasting with two chains and sentries, all right, before the door, were guarding the door. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared standing beside him, and a light shone in the place where he was. And the angel gently smote Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains felt supernatural. 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 They didn't have to look for keys. The angel came, told him, "Get up," and in getting up, the chains fell off. Right, sometimes you find God giving you an instruction, then you now say, "Oh God, give me grace to carry it out." No, he gave you an instruction. All right, the angel did not say, "Peter, get up." He now had to tell Peter, we lose this change. No, that get up is get up. It's like when Jesus said to Lazarus, "Come forth." Don't forget, Lazarus was bound. Jesus eventually had to say, "Lose him and let him go." So a man that was bound, everywhere tied up like a mummy, all right, all those Egyptian burial stuff, I mean, he's bound. How did he stand up? So he didn't have to put one leg up, stand up the way we stand up from the floor. He just rose up supernaturally. That get up is get up. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you getting that? So the angel said, stood up, and the chains, you know, fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Tighten your belt, all right? Bind your sandals." And he did so. And the angel said to him, "Wrap your outer garment around you and follow me." And Peter went out along following him. And he was not conscious that what was apparently being done by the angel was real, but thought it was in a vision. So maybe, of course, you know, Peter had seen trance before, right? You know, when they had passed through the first guard and then the second, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city. Watch this. Of its own accord, the gate swung open and they went out and passed on to the streets. All right. And at once the angel left him. So we see angelic deliverance, angelic ministration here. That means they still operate. We see them, we don't see them, they still operate. You and I have got to be aware of this. All right, child of God, you've got to be, your faith has to be hooked on this. Your portion as a child of God, all right, protection is part of it. Deliverance is part of it. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Protection is part of it. Deliverance is part of it. Huh? Glory to God. Protection. So, Amplified, if I read Isaiah 54 as we prepare to close, Amplified from 14 says, "You shall be established in righteousness," all right? Rightness in conformity with God's will and order, all right? "And you shall not fear." You shall be established in righteousness, right? "And you shall be far," you know? K14, Amplified. Let me do that. "You shall be far from even the thought of oppression or destruction, because you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you." You'll be far. So he's saying, because you're not fear, so you're not fearing also helps things to be far from you. Learn to resist fear, please. Learn to resist fear. All right, deal with the things you need to deal with. I was saying yesterday, you know, exercises and all that, they have their place, but put your faith in God's word. Now, the fact that we even make wrong decisions about healthy living have a way of impacting us. But yet again, there could be so much caution about the right things. All right, get this in balance, please. Do the right things. Don't make too many wrong decisions that could affect your health, affect your life. Yet again, let the foundation of all you do still rest on God's word. Hope that's balanced enough in 1 minute. All right, so verse 15 says, "Behold, they may gather." That's what we find out surely, right? "Behold, they may gather together and stir up strife. But it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife against you will fall and surrender to you. Behold, I have created a smith who blows on the fire of coals and who produces weapons for his purpose. And I have created a devastator to destroy. But, amplified, all right, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall show to be in wrong. This peace, this righteousness, amplify please, this peace, this righteousness, this security, I'm the one stressing the this, all right? This triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, all right? This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, all right? Those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced, as Christ reproduced in us, interpreting from New Testament, all right? This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain, hallelujah, from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says God. This is super beautiful. This is super, super beautiful. All right. Once again, it says this peace, this righteousness, this security, this triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am the righteousness of God. So we are protected, we're delivered, we're kept, we're secure. Surely, glory to God. Surely, glory to God. Surely, hallelujah. So I believe this has been a blessing to you. Please, all right, share with somebody, hook up, share testimonies with me. I look forward to hearing from you. All right, drop comments here if you don't mind, or text, email rather, Rev, R-E-V, all right, Rex, Rev Rex, at, all right, Larry, you know, Rex, website, larryrexchannelsia.com. And please visit our website. Over 80 messages are there waiting to be blessed or waiting to bless you. Okay, over 80 messages are there to bless you. And please, 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 join me 5 p.m. this Sunday. And like I said, join me if you can on Sunday, our Sunday service. That's what I taught. Attend your service, please. But you could hook up, all right, later. Just find link, go to my name there. You now see the different shows, like they call them. You find Spirit Life Christian Center. Check what I'm teaching on Sunday, 5 p.m. Go to Influence of the Spirit. Please check what I'm teaching there. These things will super, super, super bless you, all right? Stay strong. Stay in the Word. Keep growing in grace. And remember, God's word is sure. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. All right? Bye. I've known you as